program for the most part this year, or this next biennium. So we don't need Section 5. It's premature. We'll need a Section 5, or that issue certainly addressed next session, because I think we'll know what the needs are.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Chair, I just want to understand.
Senator Bradbury.
So the department will be doing the, developing the guidelines and trying to develop the priority list in this biennium?
Yes, that's correct, Senator Bradbury.
Okay. And what was your view on Section, I guess it's 8 in these Hand and Gross, but it's Section 4 in the typewritten?
The view is that's consistent with what we would be doing. Obviously, we're going to be doing a guidelines and a plan, and we're going to bring that back to this body.
And what, I'm sorry, you just said something about the $150,000. What did you say about that?
You're looking at me, Senator Bradbury?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just
what I said about that is we don't anticipate going out on our own and putting cap or dollars into private screening programs during this next biennium, so that becomes academic whether you put that kind of a limitation on our budget now or not. If you read Section 5, it implies that we're going to set a priority, well, or that we carry out the $150,000 under some priority plan. It's our view that the priorities are going to come in the plan. So in a sense, you're not going to spend the bucks until you have a plan that everybody kind of signs off on.
All right.
So what I'm saying is that Section 5 for right now isn't necessary for the next biennium.
If you, you're going to, under the bill, you would be reporting by January 1st, 1991, which is, there's still 6 months left in the biennium. So if someone who saw they were on the priority, I assume the plan would include some kind of priority list by January 1st, 1991.
Hope so.
So if someone wanted to come forward and saw they were on the priority list, that would probably mean they were going to have to do something. If they wanted to come forward and make use of some of these funds to do it, I don't see why that wouldn't be. I mean, that seems appropriate to me. I mean, it seems like there is a time period in there where they could make use of the money.
Okay. Senator Bradbury, Mr. Chair, I guess I would need some clarification of the language in Section 5. It's unclear to me. I mean, I've been reading this as that this would be department expenditures. In other words, we would have identified a certain screen that needs to be put in, and we would build it. You can also read this as a grant program, and Senator Bradbury, that's perhaps the way you're viewing it. I frankly don't know what the intent is.
If we got an agreement, is there going to be money available for this program?
Mr. Chair,
In response to your question about the monies that are available, it was my understanding that the $150,000 in other funds expenditure limitation would come from agency resources, quite possibly from the revenue that exists for the hydro fees. I believe that an open discussion about the intended source of revenues for that limitation is an appropriate one. And I would hate to foreclose any other options in terms of what the committee may have in mind. Surely we don't know how many dollars can be made available to the department under Section 3 of the amendments. I tried without.
Apparently none, because none will be collected until the next biennium.
Surely there will be none available this
biennium. This biennium.
But in terms of future biennium, I tried without success to establish any kind of criteria that we could use for a cost estimate. And I believe until the study is done and there's a determination of how many screening devices will actually have to be put into place and how many assessments there will be, it'll be near impossible. So you're left then with alternative sources to provide for the revenue source in Section 5 one of those surely would be, to be considered surely should be the hydro monies.
Well, my opinion on these amendments, originally, I said I don't like them, I think they were necessary, but then I visited with one of the members of the Water Policy Committee that sat through the hearing when the people came in and testified about this issue, that there is considerable concern out there, and so I guess I don't have any objection at this point to putting in section 1, 2, and 4 for the printed to make them feel better, because we basically, this subcommittee has basically directed the department to do that anyway, and if they feel better that it's in state law and not a budget direction, I don't have any objection to that. If it's the subcommittee's wish to begin funding, begin building up a fund for doing this, I suggest that in section 3 that we substitute the Water Resources Department for the State Department of Fish and Wildlife, because they're the appropriate one to collect those funds. And I understand we're in a call to the Senate.
We're under a call, Mr. Chair.
We'll work out on some possible amendments while you're gone.
Good.
Be ready to drop the hammer when you get back.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We're at recess.
Time to go.
Did you get that bank? Subcommittee will come back to order.
Oh, I was supposed to be in capital construction.
This is it.
This is it.
We need a staff.
What are we going to do with her screen?
Is it Steve?
Yeah, Steve.
You guys are harder to keep
a hold of as a senator.
You need a LFO step?
Yep. You'll do. Sit down, Randy.
Well.
Okay, we need to finish up Senate Bill 148. We've come to an agreement amongst the parties. We will leave in the present bill with the minor amendment that we made during the session. On the new amendments, we will put in one, sections 1, 2, 4, and a new 5. Does everybody have the new 5? If they don't, hand them out. Section, which will be the new Section 8, says nothing in this act is intended to prevent the Department of Fish and Wildlife from expending federal or other funds if they become available for the installation and maintenance of fish screening and bypass projects. I would entertain a motion.
Everyone's in agreement? Also move, I'll move A4 amendments to Senate Bill 140, 8 to the full committee with the House recommendation.
Senator Hamby moves Senate Bill 148, A4, as amended by the Hannon Gross copy to Senate Bill 148.
They all left.
Any discussion? Any objection? Not so ordered. Senator Hamby. Senator Hamby moves Senate Bill 148 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any comments?
Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Representative Hanneman?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye. So ordered. Would you like to carry this? Representative Hanneman.
Sure.
Representative Hanneman and Representative Senator Cohen.
Hamby?
Senator Hamby will carry it. We better not have another meeting. Now we'll go to Senate Bill 215. that do it?
Mr. Chair, on 215A3, page 4, line 13, the word funded has been added. It says, does not include projects funded through SPW or county fairs. I think that does it. Were there any other changes, Mr. Forey? I can't recall.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, there was the question of the use of urban, non-urban, or rural, non-rural, and council indicated that she would stay with rural. I have not had an opportunity to look over the amendments, but it appears that she did indeed stay with rural, non-rural.
And then if we're not to define urban, is that it?
I believe that's correct.
And then section 8, sub 2, she did put a period after facilities and deleted the reference to the rural,
to the rural communities. The other issue, I believe, related to whether or not the language would provide an opportunity for the ports to be able to participate. She indicated to me that the addition of the word commercial there wasn't appropriate.
Okay. Lines 11 and 12 on page 4.
Right.
Yes, thank you. On line 13, special should be capitalized. It gets that in word processing. I guess the department doesn't have any other comments, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, Mike Marsh, the Executive Department. I just wanted to make sure the copy I have shows an allocation from the Executive Department Economic Development Fund still occurring within the bill. I don't believe you want any more lottery funds allocated. Is that out of the version that you have? It's in section 7 of what I have here. 24th Amendment
83. Oh, it's still in. You want to delete section 7 then?
Section 7, yes, be deleted because it's covered in 3075.
And section 9?
Yeah,
we want to retain subsection 3.
Discussion on the amendments.
I call your attention to the fact that the relating clause will have to be changed also. I mean, forgive me, not the relating clause, the summary.
Dave Hanneman. Does it appropriate any money anywhere? Yeah, it does for its own, doesn't it? Otherwise, the relating clause does say appropriating money. I would move the LC amendments numbered 1266 to Senate Bill 215A3 to Senate Bill 215.
Representative Hanlon moves amendments described by Senate Bill 215-83 LC 1266 with the deletion of Section 7 and
Section 9.
Subsection 1 and 2 of Section 9.
Yes.
Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
I would move amended Senate Bill 215 A. That's not going to be A anymore, is it? Currently A and gross to the full committee with due pass.
Representative Hanlon moves Senate Bill 215-A as amended to the full committee with due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Clerk, call roll.
Senator Brethren?
Aye.
Hamby?
Aye.
Representative Hanneman?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye. So ordered. Senator Bradbury and I will carry 215. we had one more. What was that? Senate Bill 314.
Mr. Chair, may I ask, before we send it out, the rationale, let's say, I suppose TME did this for small counties, for county fairs, 400,000 specifically. I just caught that population.
Senate Bill 314.
Well, I know another take-home. Yes. And he said, no, I didn't. Yes. Ports and fish and bears.
Oh, well. As I understand, Senate Bill 314 has agreement from all parties, and they will tell us what they did.
Mr. Chair, Joe Courtright will, along with David Lohman, will explain what he did. I'm not so sure that we got agreement with all parties, but we do have a compromise.
A compromise without agreement?
We just outnumbered it.
Joe?
Mr. Chairman and members, for the record, Joe Courtright, staff to the Trade Committee. You have in front of you a very rough, hand-engrossed version of amendments to Senate Bill 314A, identified as proposed amendments to combine 313 and 314. Please read these as amendments to 314, even though you're looking at the text of 313. Ignore the summary and assume that the relating to clause will be adjusted. And we're starting with, this would begin with Section 10 in SB 313. There's no change on page 1. On page 2, in the middle of the page, we have substituted emerging small business for the term economically and socially disadvantaged. And that is consistent with what the Trade Committee has done in 3001, and that is where that term of art will be defined. That bill is at the governor's desk now. Section 2 is a major policy provision within the Oregon Business Development Fund that describes the term of loans, and we have taken the department's suggestion, and that is reflected in the change on page 3 in the middle of the line there, exempting from that lid on loans in any one county loans to emerging small businesses and loans of less than $50,000. We've referenced those sections of the law where those set-asides are basically established. There are no other changes on that third page. On the fourth page, we've deleted the language in subsections 6 and 7 that refer to economically and socially disadvantaged, and you see in the middle of the page there two new sections, 6 and 7. The first is the language on emerging small businesses and provides that they are the ones who will receive a 15% set-aside. And again, that's the definition that was previously adopted in 3001. And then in Section 7, we have softened the goal statement language in terms of a goal of making loans to minority and women business. We've inserted the terms consistent with constitutional limitations to help deal with the the Supreme Court's changes to the ability of states to make that kind of goal statement, and deleted the word "set aside" in that section to further help along those lines. Section 12, I don't believe there are any changes there. Those are the interest rate provisions, and that is as passed by the Trade and Economic Development Committee. Section 13, which is the bottom of page 5 and the very top of page 6, again, there are no corrections or changes. That just gives the director the authority to approve loans of up to $50,000. Section 14 deals with administrative costs of the Oregon Business Development Fund. This is a change to what the Trade Committee recommended. It allows the department to use up to 4% of the money in the Oregon Business Development Fund for its administrative costs on an annual basis. So that works out to about 8% per biennium. We've renumbered the subsections in there, and that's the other set of changes that you see. Sections 15 and 16 are simply renumberings of changes that were made by the Trade and Economic Development Committee. That lowers the set aside for loans of $50,000 or less from 25% of the fund to 17% of the fund. We've made a stab at a conflict amendment in Section 17. That's at the top of page 7, deleting a section that is duplicated in 3001 that you further amend in this bill. So we've included the amendment that was in 3001 plus the amendment that you make in this bill and repealed the section that was affected in the other bill. And we would ask that you have legislative counsel look over our shoulder in terms of that wording. Section 18 is the emergency clause.
Any comment? Senator Bradbury.
I would move the adoption of the proposed amendments to Senate Bill 314A, provided to us on June 24th, 1989 by the Trade Committee staff.
Any discussion or comment?
Oh, it's a comment. I like the whole thing because finally we have someone directly we can blame if it doesn't fly. There's something wrong with it.
Any more comment? Any objection? Not so ordered.
I would move Senate Bill 314 as amended by the subcommittee to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Bradbury moves Senate Bill 314A to the full committee with as amended to the full committee with due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Clerk, call or roll.
Senator Bradbury?
Aye.
Hamby?
Aye.
Representative Hanneman?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
There good work.
Senator Hamby and Representative Hanneman Stern.
For once, I get to make the motion to not carry the bill.
With that, we're adjourned until further notice.
Tell Representative Burton he can bring the...
Mr. Chair, just a question. Did you take action on 148?
Yes.
So this is the way this is here, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Good job.